Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Donna Anderson back with us, author of Love Fraud, How a Marriage to a Sociopath Fulfilled My Spiritual Plan. Also a book she wrote a couple years ago called Senior Sociopaths. Donna is an author. Her website is lovefraud.com. It's a website that teaches people to recognize and recover from sociopaths. She learned about sociopaths the hard way. She married one. Donna is the author of a number of books, and the most recent, of course, Senior Sociopaths, co-author of a couple scientific studies. She founded Love Fraud Education, which offers webinars for survivors and professionals, and has shared her expertise on numerous television, radio, and online programs. Donna, welcome back. I'm looking forward to this tonight.
I'm so glad to be here, George. Thank you so much for having me.
And how have you been?
I've been great. Absolutely great.
So how long were you married to the sociopath before you realized he was one?
I was actually only married to him for about 2.5 years. That was the entire time that we were together. And I didn't figure out, even after we left, that he was a sociopath. After I left him, that he was a sociopath. What he did was he took $250,000 from me. He was cheating with all kinds of women, that I found during our marriage. He had a child with one of those women. And then 10 days after I left him, I found out that he had married somebody else while still married to me. Yes, which was the second time he committed bigamy. And even though I found all that out, it wasn't until I started investigating the other women that I really found out what was going on, because a letter came to my mailbox, which was essentially a bill for a voicemail account that I didn't know that he had. This was after I left him. And I found all these phone numbers, so I called this woman and I said, I'm Donna Anderson and I'm James Montgomery's wife, and I suggest that you don't give him any more money. And she said, it's too late, I already gave him $92,000. So that was when I realized that my entire marriage was a financial scam.
And in the first couple of weeks, you didn't know that, did you?
Well, I knew he was taking money from me, but he was really slick about it, because he never asked for it himself. He always said that we were investing in our future, we're investing in these, in his plans for building a new type of entertainment facility or a new TV station or something like that. And so it was never a handout to him. But the whole thing was he was just using me in order to milk me for his grandiose dreams. And, you know, once you get hooked into this situation, it becomes very difficult to get out because you've got so much invested in, and from my line of thought, it was like, well, you know, the only way I'm going to get my money back is if I keep supporting him. And he just kept, you know, draining and draining and draining until there was nothing left.
In your opinion, what creates the sociopath in the individual?
Experts now understand that the condition is highly genetic. It's about 50% genetic. So what happens is that a child can be born with a predisposition, a genetic predisposition to become disordered. And then there is the interaction of nature and nurture. So typically what happens is that the parents of a sociopath are often disordered themselves. I mean, that's how they get the genes. And sociopaths make terrible parents. So what happens is the child gets this genetic insult, I mean, that's the technical term for it, and then they have this terrible parenting, and then, you know, after, you know, 10 or 15 or 17 years, you've got another sociopath on your hands.
Interesting take on all that. And what percent do you think, Donna, of sociopaths that are out there right now?
When I look at the research, it depends which studies you look at, but there is an average of approximately 12% of the population have some kind of exploitative personality disorder. And I should clarify that when I use the term sociopath, which essentially is someone who is a manipulator and exploiter and takes advantage of other people, technically that term has no clinical meaning. The word is not an actual clinical diagnosis anymore. But when it originally was coined, essentially what it meant was someone who has pathology in their social relationships. So I use the word sociopath as an umbrella term for people who could be diagnosed with antisocial, narcissistic, borderline, histrionic, or psychopathic personality disorders. And the reason that I do that is because I want to warn people about all of them. There are differences among these disorders, but what they have in common is that these folks do not have the ability to authentically love like the rest of us do.
How come you didn't see this early?
Well, my ex-husband was slick. As I said, he presented everything as investing in our future, but besides that, he was magnetic, he was charismatic, and I certainly wasn't the only one that he was manipulating. He actually, one of the things that he did in order to establish his credibility was that he claimed that he had been in the Australian military because he was originally from Australia, although it certainly wasn't a long-distance relationship. He lived right down the street from me. But he claimed that he was in the Australian military, and he had served 3 tours of Vietnam, and while he was there, he had won the Victoria Cross, which is like the equivalent of the Congressional Medal of Honor. It's Australia's highest military honor. So he didn't just tell it to me. I mean, he told everybody around here, and he became active in the Vietnam Veterans Association. He actually did presentations to school children on Veterans Day.
People liked him, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he talked a good game, and they thought that he was the real deal, and he was going to come up with all these businesses that were going to make all kinds of money. He had other people investing with him, you know, besides me. And so he was just really slick. And plus, at the same time, he was telling me how much he loved me the whole time. And this is what they do, is that they love bomb you. They shower you with attention. They tell you how wonderful you are. I mean, he claimed I was the woman he was waiting for all his life. And essentially, it was just to keep me hooked so that my ATM machine was still operating for him.
Is that his motivation? Is it the money?
In this case, yes. I mean, that's not always the case. Many sociopaths go after people for things besides money. A big thing is sex, of course. A lot of them are just looking for a sexual fling, but often people who are sociopathic are looking for maybe a place to live. Maybe they're looking for somebody to take care of their kids. Maybe they're looking for business connections. So It's not always money. In fact, I get calls from people who are like, well, this person is, you know, doing this, this, and this, but he's not asking me for money, so I guess he's not a sociopath. And that's not necessarily the truth, because essentially a sociopath, when they meet you, they figure out if you have anything that they want, and then if you do, they figure out what your vulnerabilities are, and then they use your vulnerabilities to take from you what it is that they want.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Do you eventually see a change in personality from going from a nice person to a mean person, for example?
Well, yes, although it can also go back and forth. So that makes it even more confusing.
Sure.
So what typically happens
almost like they're bipolar. Almost like they're bipolar.
You know, and actually about 12% of people who are psychopathic are probably bipolar also, because you can have both disorders, which gets really interesting. You know, but what they do is that essentially when you meet somebody like this and they're being wonderful and they're telling you how wonderful you are, well, essentially it's a charade. It's a mask. It's an act that they put on in order to reel you in. And what will happen is that at some point you'll see something where the mask slips. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, they have this flash of anger or rage or something like that. And you're like, whoa, you know, what was that? And it goes away. So you say, well, I guess he was just having a bad day or she was having a bad day, because there are both male and female sociopaths. But then eventually, once they get their hooks into you, they drop the act and they treat you like dirt. But if they're out in public in front of other people, then they put the act on again. So that's where you have the situation where somebody is, you know, wonderful in public, but behind closed doors, they could actually be physically assaulting you, but they're certainly emotionally and psychologically tormenting you. And you can't convince anybody that they're doing this, because when they're out in public, they're wonderful.
They don't believe you.
Exactly. That happens a lot, yes. You know, people find themselves trying to, you know, defend what's happening to them, and they just get no support because of how the sociopath is with others.
How often did they fight with the sociopath? How often did you?
Oh, gosh, we argued about money all the time, you know, because I knew that things weren't working. I knew that I was paying for all the bills. I was paying all our living expenses.
Did he not work?
No, no. He was an entrepreneur, you know. He claimed that he was working to get his businesses going.
Well, I mean, some entrepreneurs make money.
This is true, yes. And there are certainly people who are sociopathic or psychopathic who ran big corporations. I mean, for example, the people who ran Enron or WorldCom. I mean, I read those stories, and the guys at the top was like, oh, my goodness, that person's disordered. And so, yeah, I mean, it's certainly possible for people to be successful and still be psychopathic.
How do they get along with people of their own sex? Two guys, for example.
Well, sometimes
they have friends?
Relationships with each other, you know, because that's one of the things about sex with sociopaths. Essentially, sociopaths, especially psychopaths, want three things. They want power, control, and sex. And of the three of them, mostly what they want is the power. And sometimes they use the sex as a means to control people.
Well, I mean, do they have friends?
Well, not real friends. I mean, essentially everybody that's involved in their life is someone who is useful to them. So they don't have people that they're loyal to, you know, on a friendly basis, because they simply don't have the ability to make an honest connection with people.
Interesting take on all this. And I would guess that number could be even higher.
Yes, I actually think it is, because the 12% figure is those who could be clinically diagnosed as being disordered, whereas there are also people who have some of the traits but not all of them, and you don't want to mess with them either. And there's absolutely no estimate on how many of them there are, but maybe there's the same amount. So we could be talking about 12% of the people who could be clinically diagnosed as disordered, plus maybe another 12% who are partially disordered. So you might be talking about a quarter of the population have some level of disorder.
How can you figure out if somebody's a sociopath before you get involved with them?
Well, the key is three things. First of all, to know that they exist. And that's actually the hardest part, because, you know, we don't talk about this in our society.
Right.
And people end up in all kinds of situations, because it's not just in romance that they take advantage of you. It could be in business. It could be family members. But anyway, the first thing is to know that they exist. And then the second thing is to start to learn what the warning signs are. And then the third is to trust your intuition, because we all have an intuition, and our intuition developed over millennia specifically to protect us from predators and from danger. So typically your intuition will tell you that something is off about somebody, but we don't listen to it because we don't know to look out for it.
Are there some sociopaths that people like?
Well, people often like them, at least for a while. You know, if you just encounter this person at a party, I mean, they're the life of the party. You know, they're telling jokes, they're energetic.
But not every sociopath is the life of the party, or let me rephrase that. Not everybody who's the life of the party is a sociopath.
Correct. And that's why it's important to understand that what these disorders are is a collection of traits. And, you know, not everybody who's sexy and charismatic is disordered. So it's important to understand that there is this whole matrix of traits that they can have. And in order for somebody to be disordered, you really need to have most or all of them in order to qualify.
Would a sociopath give a homeless person money, or would they try to take the pot away from them?
Well, probably it would depend on whether or not they had an audience. You know, if they're walking down the street with somebody they wanted to impress, they would give them money. If not, they might try to take it away.
Interesting.
Or they would just ignore the person.
Interesting. And you say it starts at an early age?
Yeah. And, you know, that's one of the things, is that in some cases, you can see it in very young children. I mean, I've had parents contact me who realize that their partner is disordered and they have children with this person. And they start to see that even at 3 and 4 and 5 years old, this person, the kid is lying or doesn't have any empathy, you know, maybe is hurting animals or something like that. So it can sometimes manifest at a very young age, although typically it really kicks in with puberty. So you see a lot of kids, you know, once they're, you know, 13, 14, 15 years old, you really do start to see the symptoms. And then in some cases it doesn't, you know, show up until 17 or 18. But certainly, you know, by the time they're a teenager, you usually start to see it.
We're with Donna Anderson. A couple of her books include Love Fraud, Senior Sociopaths as well. Serial killers abuse animals when they're kids. Now, not every abuser of an animal is a serial killer.
Exactly. And there is some theory that some of the early signs are killing animals and bedwetting and setting fires. I mean, that was discovered many, many years ago, that these kind of behaviors tend to show that a young person could be disordered. But there's plenty of people who are disordered who don't do that. Like, my ex-husband actually was reasonably good with animals. I mean, he used to walk my dog every morning. Of course, he was wearing his Special Forces beret, which was a lie, but he did that. And he would bring all these pets home. So he was good to animals. So they're not all the same, and that's the thing to understand.
Without really mentioning who he is he still out there somewhere?
No, luckily, my ex-husband has passed on, and I found that out over a year ago.
How old was he when he died?
I'm sorry?
How old was he?
He was 78, 79.
79, okay. Still doing the same thing before he died?
Well, I know that he was 55 when I left him, and I did hear from other people that he tried to hook up with them. So he was still, you know, going after women. And as far as what else is going on, I don't know. He went back to Australia, so I hadn't had any contact with him for, like, you know, almost 20 years. But I imagine he was doing the same, because as my research in the Senior Sociopath book pointed out, they don't change, and typically they get worse with age.
Is there any good trait about a sociopath?
Well, yeah, you know, when they're on their best behavior, I mean, they can be helpful, and usually they do that when they're trying to reel you in. They can sometimes show some courage. So, I mean, there is this concept called successful sociopaths or successful psychopaths. And these typically are psychopaths who, as you know, we mentioned before, could be business people or who, you know, essentially don't get arrested is the criteria. So they can engage in, it's called pro-social behavior, where they do good things. But the thing to understand about a sociopath is if they're doing it, it's because they have an agenda. And, you know, they're either trying to butter you up to take advantage of you later on, or they're trying to create a reputation for themselves. I mean, I've heard of plenty who were, you know, terribly mean and brutal to their kids, but were philanthropists and were giving all their money away because they wanted to have this standing in the community.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, Every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.